Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Geekery in Niagara Falls, here at the first ever Geekery Con. And I'm happy to have with us again, doing her first solo interview, Lumen from Luminous Cosplay and Designs. Did I say that right?
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough. First of all, I am so sorry. I listened back to the interview we did here last time. I didn't say your name once.
That's okay.
So it's a cool name, too, so shame on me.
I'm impossible to forget, but I'm hard to remember.
Nice, nice. So thanks a lot for doing this. I appreciate this.
Ron, thank you for having me.
No problem. We had such a good time at the grand opening. You and Candy were the first people I thought of to ask back. So.
Oh, we always have fun.
Oh, great, great. Now, I don't think I asked you this the last time. What was the first cosplay you ever did and first con you cosplayed at?
That's a hard. I think the first biggest one that I did was Cloud from Final Fantasy.
Okay.
I went to... No, it wasn't. I did Izumi from Full Metal Alchemist. I went to Anime North.
Okay.
The second Anime North was the same year that I met Candy Cosplay. And that was when I did Cloud and she did Tifa with me.
Okay. Cool. Now, let's mention right now that right now today, you're in an awesome steampunk Joker costume.
Thank you.
To complement her steampunk Harley costume. Last time, though, you guys were Loki and Thor.
Yeah.
You guys should team up more often, because when you guys get together, it's magic.
We keep saying that. We want to get a couple of prints done of our duel.
Yeah.
Like one of her Loki and Thor, my Joffrey, her Marjorie, and we want to get a couple together. But we just haven't got around to it.
Right. Well, you guys are great when you team up. Not that you guys are bad solo either, but do you have any future cosplays in the works?
Well, same as last time. We haven't yet done Lagatha and Thjorn.
Right.
Because we're waiting on her husband to finish the chainmail.
Okay.
For her. I don't know. I haven't really thought that far.
Yeesh. Okay. And you're also a great prop maker. What was the first prop you ever made?
I made a portal cube for myself.
Oh, nice.
It's sitting on my shelf in my apartment.
Oh, very cool, very cool. And I know you've made all of Candy's gear and stuff like that.
Yes.
It all looks amazing.
I made most of it. Her big hammer she's got today, she made that herself.
Yeah, I saw her pictures. All good. Like, your stuff's amazing, too.
Thank you.
Now, I was mentioning this earlier. I guess you guys had a hand in indirectly getting me involved with this Hamilton Film Fest that's coming up, Film Expo.
Well, it wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Now, we do have a segment on the show from time to time we do called Geek Survey.
Geek Survey.
Yeah. Is it okay if I ask you a couple questions off that?
Sure.
Do you have a favorite or a least favorite movie?
My favorite is Sharknado. I love terrible, terrible movies.
I love watching those with my kid. Did you see Sharknado 3?
I've seen all of them.
All right.
Yep. I have my opinions on how I want that to end. I won't say because I don't want to spoil for anybody.
How about that shock ending with the, you pick the ending, or you pick the, what happens in Sharknado 4, I guess.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not going to say anything.
We won't spoil it. It's a good movie.
My least favorite movie is anything with Tom Cruise.
Nice.
I can't stand Tom Cruise.
Good answer, good answer. What's the geekiest item you own?
I collect swords. It's not really geeky, but I've got like 76 swords.
Wow, that's cool.
I've got the Buffy axe, I've got Troy, I have Kadaj, I have some black thing. Things I don't know what they're from. I just bought them because they look cool, but there's like 70 of them.
That's very cool, actually. Now, if they were going to make a movie about you and your cosplay adventures, who would you want to play you in the movie?
Everybody says Ellen Page.
Okay.
My own drama teacher from high school came to me when I was at work, and she asked me when I was in that movie about the girl that was pregnant. And so I said, are you talking about Juno? That was Ellen Page. That wasn't me. Everybody says Ellen Page.
Oh, technically you'd be an X-Men.
Yes, I could walk through walls.
There you go. Now, where can people go to check out your stuff on social media?
I'm only on Facebook.
Okay.
Luminous Designs and Cosplay. That's it. I'm not really a social media person.
Okay, well, Facebook, it's good. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you very much for coming out to this. It means the world to me. It's my first event, and I'm glad you guys could be part of it.
Oh, you did good. It was really fun.
Oh, I appreciate it. And, like, congrats on future cosplays and stuff like
Thank
that.
You.
And we look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. I look forward to coming back.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.